This is BookCareers.com Live, the podcast about careers in book publishing for people who are looking for a job, building a career, or who want to do their current job better. I'm your host, Suzanne Collier, the founder of BookCareers.com, and it's my job to solve career problems relating to the book world. Hello, and welcome to episode 57 of BookCareers.com Live. This episode is all about the London Book Fair, which is coming up on Tuesday the 10th to Thursday the 12th of March 2020. This episode covers what we're up to there, how to use the London Book Fair if you're looking for a job, and most importantly, how to make the most of the BookCareers.com Careers Clinic. I'm joined today by Vanita Patel,
hello,
who is my current superstar, also known as my assistant. Vanita's first experience of the London Book Fair was last year, so it's still very new to her. Vanita, how would you describe the London Book Fair to someone who has never been before?
Well, first of all, it is big. It takes up the whole of Olympia and is spread over several halls and two floors. It is a business exhibition, so whilst it might look attractive that all the publishers you want to work for are there, they aren't necessarily there to talk to you if you're job hunting, because that's what the Book Careers Clinic is for. There are loads of seminars, so make the most of those.
Thank you. We're going to run through our top tips to making the most of the London Book Fair, especially if you're looking for a job. It costs to get into the London Book Fair. We have a limited number of free tickets for those who are unemployed or cannot get a ticket from another source. If you need one, please email us at online@bookcareers.com. If you are a student, you should be able to get a free ticket by putting your job title as student and your university name as the company in the visitor registration form, and the booking should automatically go through to a free ticket. Do ensure you register for a ticket at least a week before the fair, otherwise you'll find out you'll have to pay. Particularly if you turn up on the day without a ticket, you will have to pay full price. Here are our tips. Number one, don't expect to find a job at the London Book Fair. If you are coming, it is to seek information, look around, and keep up with developments. Be prepared to potentially make contacts and network. And our tips for networking can be found on the Book Careers website. Number two, exhibitors. Unless they are recruitment consultants or training providers, or within our BookCareers.com Careers Clinic, they are unlikely to be at the London Book Fair for you. Exhibitors are there to buy and sell and do deals. A publisher's whole output for the next few years may rely on the business they do at the London Book Fair, so bear this in mind if someone is curt with you if you're asking questions. Likewise, if you're going from stand to stand trying to pitch your unpublished novel to a publisher at the London Book Fair, realise why they might not have time to talk to you.
Tip number three, don't go around handing in your CV. Register your CV online on the Book Careers website. There is probably no one on the stand who is from HR, and even if someone does accept your CV, it is unlikely to make it back to the office. It's much better to check their website afterwards and see if they accept speculative applications before emailing your CV to the office instead. However, business cards are the standard level of communication that one would expect at a book fair. We recommend Moo for business cards, and lots of our clients have had successful experience using them.
Point four, the London Book Fair has a fantastic app. So you can look up the number of the exhibitors on their website, but much better to download the London Book Fair app and go through the list of exhibitors on there. Maybe search by category rather than by alphabetically, so you're targeting the publishers you want to look at, and make a note of which stands you want to see. Check out the floor plan too, so you don't walk endlessly for miles. And we've been asked to point out that you should wear flat, comfortable shoes.
I cannot emphasize enough how important comfortable shoes are. Also, pack snacks and take a packed lunch if you need to. There are places to eat and drink, but if you're on a tight budget or short of time, they tend to get really busy, so do come prepared.
Point five, do look at the stands of the exhibitors that you want to see, noting the following. Look how busy they are. This could be an indication of how well they're doing at the moment. Notice how many staff are on the stand. Look at the stand design and layout. Is it good or bad? Would you do anything differently? These are always useful discussions for future sales and marketing staff to have at job interviews, to say, for instance, that you visited their stand at the London Book Fair and you thought the layout was good or could have been done differently, something like that. And look at what books or series they are promoting at the moment. Look at the walls and the sides of the stand. What are their lead titles? All of this are excellent points to discuss at an interview. If they have catalogues or brochures to give out and you are up to carrying stuff, then take one, but be wary of picking up too much. You'll be carrying it around all day.
Check that these are also free and bear in mind that the copies of the books on the stand are not for retail sale. This is a trade-only fair.
And although you can view publishers' catalogues online, taking a hard copy of a publisher's catalogue to an interview, if you can get one, still speaks volumes. Point six, check out the competitors of the publishers that you want to work for. What are they doing differently? Is it better? And seven, you should be making some notes so you don't forget what you've seen. Do go and look around all areas of the exhibition so you're informed of new developments and opportunities.
Yeah, so last year I wandered around into the academic area and found it fascinating how differently they worked to trade publishers. So I definitely recommend doing this.
And do go and visit the recruitment consultants if they have stands, especially if they've had your CV for a while and you haven't been put forward for anything. Putting a face to a name is a great way to remind them that you exist. Point eight, seminars. Now, before the fair, there are a couple of really interesting conferences, but they are costly but well worth it. Look at An Introduction to Rights, and What Works, the Education Conference and the Writers' Summit. However, there are loads of free seminars going on throughout the fair. I think there's over 200. And here are some of our favourite seminars. First and foremost, our bookcareers.com careers clinic takes place on Thursday the 12th of March in the afternoon, and it's essential if you're looking for a job. At the time of writing, we have 11 human resources departments and 3 recruitment consultants confirmed. On Tuesday, there is an Illustrator's Masterclass, which is a seminar on starting a successful career in illustration. And in the afternoon, there's a seminar about understanding the diversity in literature in Scotland and Wales.
Our friends at the Society of Young Publishers have 2 brilliant seminars on Wednesday the 11th, and they are How to Get into Publishing and How to Get Ahead in Publishing.
Also on the Wednesday, the winners of the 2020 Trailblazer Awards discuss the future of publishing. It will be really interesting to hear what these trendsetters think the future holds. Just before our careers clinic on Thursday, the International Publishers Association will be talking about the power of diversity and how publishing can be more open, diverse and inclusive. Now, as well as seminars, point nine is parties. Towards the end of the day, you will notice a number of stands setting up for drinks parties. If you are fortunate enough to be invited, don't get drunk and use our tips on networking to see you through the event. Networking events at the London Book Fair include Book Machine and Bite the Book. Plus, after our careers clinic on the Thursday, we're joining the Borough Book Bash at a local pub for a London Book Fair after party, which is free to attend and will have a cash bar. Details will be on our website. Point 10 about the London Book Fair is follow up. If you've made any useful contacts at the fair, don't waste the opportunity and follow up promptly. Connect with them on LinkedIn, follow them on Twitter.
Best not to find them on Facebook unless they have a public page, as it's just a little bit creepy.
Okay, thank you for that. Now, how to make the most of the bookcareers.com careers clinic, which is supported by the Publishers Association. Now, as you can imagine, this is a busy event and there will be a queue.
But it moves pretty fast.
Because the careers clinic gets so busy, we ask those who want to attend to pre-register on the Book Careers website. You can turn up on the day without pre-registering, but we can't guarantee you'll get seen or even get in. In a perfect world, you'll get to see everyone you want to. However, because it's busy, we recommend that you identify the three companies you want to talk to and hone in on them first. You can find out which publishers we're expecting to attend via our Twitter feed at Book Careers or on our website. We'll have a downloadable PDF with the room layout, which will be available on our website a few days before. At the moment, the publishers who are coming include HarperCollins, Hachette, Penguin Random House, Walker Books, Bonnier and Igloo Books, Springer Nature and Simon & Schuster. Recruitment consultants include Inspired Selection, Atwood Tate and Redwood Recruitment. Plus, I'll be there giving careers guidance and CV advice and any other help where needed.
If you need any assistance navigating the room when you register, please check the box which asks this. Make sure you bring at least two copies of your CV and have a think in advance as to what questions you want to ask.
For example, if you keep applying to a particular publisher and never get called to an interview, you might like to ask what you can do to improve your CV for future applications. Or if you're still a student, you might ask what they're looking for in entry-level candidates. You're welcome to ask them if they have any current vacancies, but please be aware they may not be advertising vacancies at the clinic.
We operate a bell system which rings every 5 minutes. Some advisors will be working to this, especially if they have a long queue, and others will be using their own discretion.
This year, we're going old school and do not intend to take photographs of the queue or the room, and ask please that you also respect this. How this is going to affect us on Instagram, I don't know.
We'll work around it.
We will work around it. And if you're stuck at any time during the careers clinic, then please go and talk to Vanita.
That's me.
Who'll be at the reception desk of the careers clinic and only too willing to help. Now, you can't get into the careers clinic without a ticket to the London Book Fair. So if you are unemployed, an intern, or can't get a free ticket from work and want to attend the London Book Fair, please email us at online@bookcareers.com. Our allocation is limited though, so check our website for updates. Now it is your opportunity to join in the live discussion. You can find us across social media using the hashtag BookCareers or on Twitter at BookCareers or me personally, Suzanne Collier. Or visit our own platform at bookcareers.com/live. Thank you for listening. May you all be doing a job you love and being paid the salary that you so richly deserve.